through. I knew I had to take a touch out in front of me to give myself a good chance to hit it, and you know, it sat up perfect for me. And you know, he's probably the best goalkeeper in the world, so I had to hit it hard to get it past him quick, so he had no time to react. And yeah, nice to see it hit back in net.
Oh, it's an absolutely fantastic win. Players were very, very tired towards the end. We had used the three substitutions so early. Obviously didn't expect an injury to Shea so early on, so we really went down to two outfield substitutions, and that was going to become very, very important because Stephen Ward hadn't played a game for a long, long time, and I knew that some stage or another he would get really tired. But the players put a big effort in. Forget about all that. It was a fantastic effort to beat the world champions tonight. It was just sensational.
But Darren Randolph stepping into the breach like that when Shea came off injured, he was another hero tonight. He was very special. Some great saves, and as I said, it shows the special attitude of this squad.
We wanted to be positive tonight. The Germans drove us back, as they're entitled to do. They're really fine players. These players are playing week in, week out, not only in big leagues for the top sides in Europe, but also in the Champions League. And we haven't got that facility, so we've had to use other methods to try and win a game, and we've done it.
The final score at a packed Aviva Stadium: Ireland 1, Germany 0. It's a magical and historic night for Irish football.
Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. I'm from Kerry, right? And loads of my mates inside Mork said, don't go up, you're wasting your time. They're all GA heads. Well, I'll tell you one thing. I'm going to stuff them when I get back into work on Monday, because that was absolutely unbelievable.
Yeah.
My young fella will never forget that.
I will never forget that in my whole entire life, and even 58.
We don't have players like fellas like Wes Hoolan there. Like, they just got the boot in at the right time, you know.
Won't take a side there, pal. Jerry, we're coming to get you, buddy. We're coming to get you.
Absolutely fantastic. And then we should beat Germany, because we have one single German here in our ranks.
She wasn't slow.
She's covered
up. Yeah.
You're here. The same school like Shane Long was. He's in the same school.
I went Killinall, Shane Long, and there was no soccer club there when he was playing, but I'd say there'll be certainly a few more people on the soccer pitch after tonight.
How did you feel as someone who went to the same school as Shane, and like Shane, you're wearing the Tipperary jersey here tonight?
I threw it on straight away. The last few games, I say, right, Shane Long will come on, Shane Long will score, and he did the job tonight, so a proud moment for any Tipperary person.
We've had faith in that man for a long time, like, you know. Why he isn't playing the Premiership week in, week out, that's the questions now they'll all have to ask. Like, when he's putting goals in past Germany, he has to be playing every week. Every week.
Winning the ball, getting on with the play, we'll put them under pressure.
Ole, 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 ole. Ole, 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 ole. Ole, 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 ole. We're all part of Jackie's army. We're all up to win the league.
Pressure.